You're listening to KNX In Depth with Mike Simpson. I'm Charles Feldman.
Back in the late 90s, the early 2000s, the Stonewall Inn had become a neglected, forgotten bar. There were a few signs that it was the site of a launching point to the modern gay equal rights movement. The building itself, though, had no special recognition as the flashpoint, gay patrons fighting back against the NYPD.
But in 2006, a group of investors decided to step in and buy the Stonewall Inn, which by that point was in danger of being closed for good. The new owners rehabilitated the place and were loud and proud about the events of 1969 that made the Stonewall famous. And in 2016, the Stonewall Inn was declared a national monument. Stacy Lentz is co-owner now of the Stonewall. Stacy, isn't the Inn a lot more than just a bar or a gathering place?
I think the Stonewall Inn itself, yeah, it's much, much more than a bar. It's a global symbol. That means fight back against oppression. It's the birthplace of the modern-day LGBTQ rights movement. And I think it's become that beacon, that light of a place that symbolizes the start of the movement from a historical aspect. And we've used it as a vehicle to make sure it stays at the forefront of the movement by making sure that everyone knows, that the work is not done. What started in 1969, it's not over. You can still be fired for being LGBTQ in 28 states, still criminalized in 70 countries. So until we have full global equality, we need to make sure that, Stonewall as part bar, part community space, a nonprofit, and a global symbol stays alive and well and is at that forefront of that fight.
Now, why do you think that, and I think you were actually, if I'm not mistaken, you were born actually a year after the riots at Stonewall.
Yep.
But I'm sure that as a co-owner, you've delved into its interesting history.
Sure.
And while it is true that that's sort of the historical sort of flashpoint, there were obviously protests before Stonewall.
Yep.
But why did that become, in your view, this sort of epicenter of an explosion, the ripple effects which are still being felt?
Yeah, I think because, obviously of its location in New York City in the West Village, a lot of allies and LGBTQ people flooded into the streets, not just that first night of the riots when the police raided Stonewall on June 28, 1969, but, five nights after as well. So I think it was a long-term moment in time, over five nights. And after that, a lot of different activists and organizations started to form from that. I think it was the first time that we kind of learned how to organize ourselves, how to organize as a community, how to all come together as a community. And Stonewall wasn't just gay men, and it wasn't just trans women of color or just a few lesbian. It really was the entire community. And in the village at that time point in New York City, you had a lot of different people that lived down there that witnessed it and saw that were already activists and beatniks and poets and the artistic kind of scene from that part of the village, that all chimed in after that and just made sure that it wasn't erased. And what they did that night was, that tipping point to organize and really get activists in different communities formed. I think, after the riots across the country, the Manishine Society, started forming different groups and organizations all through the U.S. Because of Stonewall. So it really is kind of the birthplace of pride and was that pivotal moment.
Stacy Lentz, co-owner now of the Stonewall. We're also going to talk with Carla Jay, retired professor, gender studies and English at Pace University, longtime gay rights activist. She was at the Stonewall Inn in the ensuing riots after June 28th, after the raid. Carla, how does it feel when we say it's been 50 years?
I am, of course, amazed that so much time has gone by. On one hand, thrilled by the amount of progress we in the LGBTQ community have made. But there's a lot to do.
You were there at Stonewall, what? Not the night when the riots began, but the next day?
Yes, what? I was down there the second night. I heard about Stonewall. I went down to see what was happening. And there were, of course, many police officers around what was then called Sheridan Square. It's now Christopher Park. And I walked around, and there was a lot of litter and rubble. Many of the stories of the Stonewall uprising have been exaggerated. The door of the Stonewall Inn was intact. The windows downstairs were intact. There was one upstairs window that had a hole in it from perhaps the stone. There was a big sign in the window of the stone wall with white hand lettering, and it said that people should keep the peace, be quiet, cooperate with the police, and go home. And I stood there in the street reading the sign, and I said, well, too late for that. The horse is out of the barn now, you know.
Okay, but let's back up even before the night that you arrived, because so that people who are listening to this now, half a century later, understand it. In those days, and correct me if I'm wrong, most of these gay bars were owned by the mob. So was the Stonewall Inn, right? It was mafia owned. They were operated as kind of private clubs because they didn't have licenses to sell liquor. That was the ostensible reason that night, 50 years ago, when the police raided the place. But why do you think that particular point in time, when there had been prior raids and there were prior demonstrations, in effect, for gay liberation, why did that change everything?
What's interesting about the Stonewall Inn raid, it was actually the second raid even that week. These raids were quite common. Same-sex dancing was illegal. It was illegal to serve a drink to a homosexual, because we were disreputable and illegal people. So only organized crime would operate these bars and private clubs. So what was different about the Stonewall raid and rebellion is really the fact that we, who formed the Gay Liberation Front about 2 weeks after the Stonewall uprising, were determined that this sort of thing would never happen again. That was what made it different. We said we want to develop a culture where people can have other opportunities to dance, where police raids will stop. Let's try to change everything.
So it just got to the point where you couldn't turn the other cheek anymore. Everyone was mad. This happened. You didn't want it to be it. There had to be something more after.
Yeah, it was enough already, and of course the historical time was right. We were on the shoulders of the civil rights movement, the women's liberation movement, the anti-war movement, and we joined in.
Carla Jay, retired professor, gender studies and English at Pace University. She was there the next day after the Stonewall Inn riots, and kept going from there. We'll have more on this. It's been 50 years as In Depth continues.